Welcome to Word Magic, the podcast that explores how the energy of words can shape our lives, our work, and our self-worth. I'm Elena Lipson, your host and believer in the power of resonance over grammar. As a mom, a wife, and a copywriter with over 17 years of experience in the online digital marketing space, I've witnessed the transformative impact of well-chosen words. In marketing, the energy behind our words can either attract or repel potential clients. In our personal lives, words can deepen bonds or divide them. Join me on this journey of self-discovery and wordplay, and let's unlock the magic of language together. This is Word Magic with Elena Lipson, and I'm thrilled you're here. Let's play. Hello and welcome back to Word Magic. This is Elena Lipson, copywriter, founder of Word Magic, and I do all kinds of things. So let's not limit it to that. But for the purpose today, I'm a copywriter. And for the last probably 15 years, I've been a coach and retreat leader, have hosted all sorts of workshops, different styles of retreats in different locations. I've coached different types of entrepreneurs, service providers from the beginning stages all the way into multiple six figures and above. And now I work with incredible entrepreneurs and business owners who are making a massive impact in the world, and I get to support them. And today I want to share one of the things that they all have in common, and that is authenticity. I know we hear that word quite a bit in the coaching space. If you're in the online space, you must hear the word be authentic quite a bit. So I wanted to talk about this today because I heard something over the last several weeks about authenticity that made me sort of pause in my tracks and really break it down beyond the cliche, you know, I'm going to help you be authentic in branding or copywriting or the way you show up. Because authenticity is one of those words that actually deserves more attention. So I heard, I think it was on a reel, and then I heard it again. So the guys at MIT, there was some research done. You probably have heard of the scale of emotion and that each emotion has a vibration. And so far, the vibrations of emotions, everything from sadness to anger to shame to up to love, appreciation, gratitude, love is the highest, right? Love has been the highest frequency on this. It's called the Spain scale of emotion. But there was another one that was tested, and I don't know why I haven't heard about this before. Maybe it's just being talked about now, or maybe I'm just attracting this information right now because I've been thinking about authenticity quite a bit, that authenticity is actually the strongest vibrational emotion, which I'm not 100% sold that authenticity is an emotion. I think authenticity is actually a state of being that generates certain emotions, or certain emotions generate you being in a state of authenticity. So I don't really know the details. I'm not a scientist of how they measured it all, but I've heard it from several different perspectives now. Right. So when you're in love, when you're this in state of love, you can sort of feel it in your body, but there's also a state of feeling authentic. Now, authenticity is one of those things that you can just maybe identify through words, but there's a feeling behind being, when you see someone being authentic, when you are being authentic, it's about being self-aware, having an open mind, having high integrity, trustworthiness, right? These are definitely elements of being authentic, but there is an authenticity that you have that is like your fingerprint. No one else has it. There's nothing that you can do that someone else is doing that is exactly the same, because you doing, like, if I always tell my son since he was little, like, if 10 people sat down to draw an apple, every single apple is going to look different, even though they're looking at the same apple that they're trying to draw on their paper. It's going to look different because we have a different style. We have a sense of vision. We have the way we see and interpret things, even an apple, is going to be interpreted differently because we have this fingerprint of perspective in the world, right? So I went to look up the actual definition of authenticity. And according to, I think it was vocabulary.com, it was the quality of being genuine or real. Genuine or real. So being genuine or real, now it's getting closer, right? Because now we're like, okay, well, I can feel when I'm being real or not real. I can feel when someone else is being real or not real, or they're just trying too hard. And so the more you think about it, the more you really break it down, the more you get, like, when you're seeing someone being authentic, there's definitely something about them. And this is what happens with the clients that I work with. The ones that are doing really, really well, and it doesn't have anything to do with like a specific strategy they're using or even any energetic tools. It's a combination of who they are, who they've been, things they've done, the way they express themselves in the world through words, through fashion, through their furniture in their home, through all the things that they choose. It becomes this perfect expression, not perfect as in right, but perfect as in perfect for them expression. And when we see that, we are drawn to that. So when I'm teaching writing or I'm writing for a client or for myself, my goal as much as possible is to remove, it's almost like you have to learn the rules and then break the rules. That's how I feel about copywriting, especially copywriting for sales, because there's so many negative connotations with sales that in order to really connect to someone and share your offering, whether it's a course or a product or a retreat or coaching, whatever it is, it has to come from this place of authenticity, right? Here we go, authenticity. And you can't really teach someone to be authentic, but what I do when I teach this and when I practice it myself, there are elements that I'm going to talk to you about of how to be more authentic. I have 5 different steps for you and how to do this. So this connects with the writing that I do, because when you write from an authentic place, people feel it, okay? People connect to you and your words on a deeper level. They move closer. They lean in. I call it red light, green light writing. Red light means they're repelled, which is a good thing. You don't want even when you're being authentic, you're going to repel people who are not aligned with what you are saying. And that's a good thing, right? You want to make sure it's clear and speak directly to who you want to speak to. They really listen, right? Because when you're being authentic, you're sharing from your heart, not your head. You're sharing from who you genuinely are, not from a template. And even if you are using a template, there's a way to do it where you can still make it your own and not just what everyone else would do, right? Because you're creating not how you think you should, but how you really want to, okay? And not how you think they want you to be. And this goes for work, this goes for writing emails, this goes for being engaged in conversation with a friend. You either have your mask of inauthenticity on because you're trying to be or do or have something that you're not, or you're actually being yourself in your all of your rawness, all of your vulnerability, all of your flaws, your quirkiness, right? Once you are being authentic, now you're actually being embodied, which is my favorite word right now. You're embodied, right? So when you're embodied, I'm going to share with you 5 steps in how to write authentically, how to be in an embodied place, because the more you're embodied, meaning you're being the most you that you can be, and you're not functioning just from your neck up in how you think you should be, but actually being who you are, which takes time. It takes getting to know yourself. So here are 5 ways that you can be more authentic when it comes to your writing and creating your offerings, whether it's your sales page or your emails or any copy, your website, especially your website. Oh my gosh. Like, I know you've been on a website, like maybe looking to hire a coach or a copywriter or anyone else. And you're like, wow, as soon as I landed on this website, I just felt like I wanted to work with this person. There was something about them. But if you really sat down and broke it down, you resonated with maybe the colors they chose, the styling, their clothes they're wearing, their expressions, the words they use. It's like this beautiful recipe that they really chose from a place of being who they are versus just some like boring template. And I'll tell you, this is a really, interesting. Like, I'm actually currently creating a website with this amazing designer, and she, you know, is asking me really good questions. So I really have to be like self-aware and go into my own process and really share authentically, not just be like this quote unquote perfect copywriter that I think people want. I have to be myself, whether it's doing my photo shoot, my pictures, all of it. Okay. And basically, I was thinking back to one of my very first websites, like 15 years ago. And I remember the web designer, she was like, give me 5 examples of who you want to, you know, emulate, kind of websites that you like. And of course, everyone during that time was using like Marie Forleo and Danielle Laporte and a few other people. And everybody's website, probably including mine at the time, started looking the same. Everyone had a laptop in a coffee shop looking out the window, like into some future that they're trying to create. You know, it's like the same colors, mostly the same style, the same like, you know, I don't know. You probably have your own version of this, but it was really interesting because even the web designer was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how many times I hear this. I'm like, oh, I think I need to get a little more original. But it was definitely like, you know, the sign of the times. So now I think the sign of the times is being the most you that you can be. Not like you don't have to try to be different. You just be yourself and you are going to stand out by that. So a couple of ways that you can be more authentic when it comes to your copywriting or writing or just doing your work and building your business. One is having a really deep relationship with your intuition. And in that, you get to create, price things, write words, choose photos, whatever it is, in a way that makes your body feel good, right? When you're being intuitive, you're like, you know what? This is what I want. It's not what everyone else is doing, but this is what I want. Okay. Step two is self-awareness. Self-awareness of your preferences, what your preferences are, is what makes you authentic. What kind of food do you like to eat? What kind of colors do you love? What kind of, you know, when you think about making art, what's your medium? Is it pens? Like, I'm actually doing this mini daily art practice right now, and I'm really loving it. It's like 5 minutes long, and it's a very little, like, in a small space. And the women who are doing it, I see a lot of them using paints and colors and things like that. But I love using pen and paper. I have an obsession with pens. I really love pens. And so I'm doing my own version of it. And I'm like, you know what? This is how I'm doing it. I'm showing up and everyone loves it, but it doesn't matter whether they do or they don't. I'm enjoying the process because I love drawing with pen and paper. I always have. Doesn't mean I never draw with color or paint. I do. I love it. But when I'm looking for a 5 minute morning like practice as part of my journaling, because I really love that creative expression, I really enjoy the simplicity of just, I don't have to go gather any materials. I already have a pen. I'm already in my journal and that's where I do it. So I'm being authentic to my desire to draw, and I'm doing it in a way that even though the teacher is telling everyone to use color, I'm like, I'm still sticking to my pen and paper because I know if I start to add on more materials, the likelihood of me continuing this simple practice goes down. So I'm staying in the zone of creation. Okay. Number three is being in your body. The more you find ways to move your body and get out of your head as much as possible, whether it's dance, for me, like I'm doing dance, I do pickleball, I do Zumba, like I'm doing all these things now more and more. And the more I do that, the more I feel when I'm a little off alignment, when I'm like, oh, I just, you know, I'm putting out this offer, I'm reading the sales page, like I have an offer right now. If it's in October that you're listening to this, I have a workshop coming up called Embodied Writing Experience, where I'm teaching you exactly how to do this. If you're listening to this in October, you can go ahead and head over to my Instagram and just comment or DM me the word workshop, and I'll send you some information. I'm going to be doing one every month for the rest of this year at least. So the current one is on October 24th. By the way, commercial over now. You can go get information. But one of the things that I'll be teaching is being in your body, because when you're in your body, you actually have access to a lot more authentic words that are meaningful for you, that will be more magnetic to the people who are reading those words or hearing them. Okay. Number four is discernment. Really also connects to your preferences, but when you use discernment to navigate your choices in your business, how you show up, visibility, what you wear, all those things, you start to develop this expertise persona of that part of you that really knows what you're doing, because you know when something's going to work for you or not. And when you live in that space of deep discernment, and really owning your expertise, you become highly magnetic and seen as an authority. Now that confidence, you can sort of fake it, I guess, but it really comes from doing what you say you're going to do. So having the discernment to choose things that you know you're going to pursue, take action on, and be aligned with is part of what makes you be seen as and act as and be the expert. Okay. And the final thing on how to be authentic and embodied is self-reflection. I don't know anyone who has reached a higher level of success, whatever that means to them in their life, whether it's lifestyle freedom, whether it's financial success, whether it's relationships, who don't have some form of self-reflection. Now, do you have to sit down and journal for an hour? No. You can journal, you can make notes on your phone, you can have conversations with a therapist or a peer or a coach or a trusted friend, or with yourself especially, right? Which I do love journaling, and I've taught journaling courses many times, and we'll probably do some more in the future because I just love journaling. But I do it every day, no matter what. I have lots of different journals. But for me, self-awareness and self-reflection go hand in hand. And taking time to reflect on my thoughts, things I've done, things I didn't do. Like today's journaling session was all about fear. I'm like, I wake up in the morning just like you do probably. And in the middle of the night or, you know, really early in the morning, and you hear these fears of the things you did do, didn't do, chances taken, not taken, regrets, doubts, fears, all those things. And I realized today, like, you know what? I'm going to have a conversation with fear. And I started journaling to fear and really noticing and acknowledging how fear has helped me in my life in some ways and why fear is trying to keep me safe. And that's a good thing. But you know what? I got it from here. And this is how I'm going to handle these situations. And so it really put me into this less resistant place around fear and is allowing me to continue taking that aligned action that I know I want to take and not letting fear drive my car. I'm letting me drive my car and having fear in the trunk, right? Like, okay, you can come for the journey because there's times where fear is great when you're in physical danger, when you have to jump off the cliff and they're like, maybe you shouldn't jump off that cliff. Like, it's a really good thing. It's a physiological, biological thing that we have built into our brains and to our bodies to keep us safe. But when it comes to fear leading in your personal development, in your business growth, in your visibility, and wanting to really say what you have to say in a way that feels really good to you, fear is not helpful. Fear is actually very constricting. But to try to push it down and push it away, for me, I realize I'm like, actually, I can be in relationship with fear and acknowledge that it has kept me safe in many times in my life. But I don't need it to drive in my business at all. And so it's been a really interesting thing. And so you can see how that can really shift you into, you know, a beautiful acknowledgement of things like fear or doubt. And it doesn't have to stop you. You can be in relationship with it when you have a practice of self-reflection. So, how to be authentic? Listen to your intuition, have self-awareness, be in your body as much as you can in a way that feels good for you, choosing discernment to demonstrate your expertise, and have a self-reflection practice. And all of this is going to give you a way to get to know you better, yourself better, to understand what delights you and what doesn't, to follow your curiosity and to be the version of you that is the most you, that is being authentic. And people are magnetized by it, right? Whether you're a fashion designer or a coach or a speaker or a writer, whatever it is, when you stay true to yourself, it exudes confidence. It exudes a positive energy, right? And you're in a state of being without masking yourself. So I have a takeaway for you this week. First of all, go check out my workshop. Join me in my embodied writing experience workshop. We're going to take this into your sales copy, your website, your sales page, your emails, whatever it is, and show you the difference that writing from a place of authenticity and embodiment can do for you in your business versus trying to emulate pretty much anyone else. Okay. And the second takeaway is I want you to do some play work. I want you to do something just for the fun of it, whether it's like picking flowers and creating a flower design, whether it's doing some version of art, trying a new dance class, whatever it is for you, do something that you've been curious about. Go play pickleball like I do. I love it. My son makes fun of me, but I love it. Okay. Do something just for the fun of it. And then share that with your community, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook or your email. Just share the process that you went through of choosing this thing that you were curious about, actually doing the thing, and how you felt as a result of it. And that will start to connect you with your audience in a way that is very playful and very authentic, because it's you following your intuition, your curiosity, trying something new, whether it went swimmingly well or whether you flopped, it doesn't really matter. It's the process of you getting that muscle of sharing authentically. Now, I will say this little asterisk. I personally don't use social media as my journal. Like, I don't share while I'm in the process of grieving or loss or failure, whatever it is. And I know people do, and it's not a right or wrong thing. It's my choice. I choose to process something maybe like 80% and then share if I choose to. And that's my process of discernment and choosing how I want to show up, because you don't have to use online as your journal. You don't have to tell the whole world everything that you're ever thinking. That's where the self-awareness and self-reflection really come in handy, because you get to choose what you're going to share in a way that resonates with your ideal client, that leads them into a journey of engaging with you and hopefully investing in something that you have to offer, which is awesome, right? Okay, that's what I got for you today. Being authentic is a higher frequency than being love, which is kind of cool, because I think when you are being authentic, you are also fueled by love. Love of your own existence, love of being your most you. And you really, people feel it, right? Like, there's a resonance to love. And so when you're being your most you, you're also including all of the other lovely vibrancy and frequencies of love and gratitude and compassion and being thankful for being you. And people feel that. And that's when they move closer and want to know more about how you can help them do whatever their version of is, whether it's artwork or coaching or travel or whatever you're sharing with the world. It becomes like this connection bridge to the person that you are trying to connect with, who is your ideal client. Okay. All right. I love this topic. Probably go longer, but I think that's probably it. If you are interested in the embodiment writing experience, head over to Instagram. That's where you'll find it. If you have any questions, please DM me and or comment on any of my posts. If you want to know more about the workshop, comment or DM workshop. If this is you're listening to this past October, that's okay. October 2023, because I will be doing one every month. It's just not going to be on the same exact day. So thank you so much. I hope to see you there. Leave me comments, take a screenshot, let me know you're listening, leave a review if you're on Apple, and thanks so much. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening. And if you want to learn more about working with me, to either get my eyes on your copy, to create new copy, to support your launches, email, evergreen funnels, or more, please visit me at Elena_Lipson on Instagram. You'll see all my latest offers, my latest workshops, and just go ahead and connect. Let me know how you like this episode and feel free to slide into my DMs. Thanks so much and have an incredible, magical day.